Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
After the Georgia Bulldogs won the national championship in football on Monday evening, a Division I basketball player went on Instagram Live and celebrated a little bit. This is a young man by the name of Flandreus Fleming Jr. celebrating the Dawgs National Championship.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Hey, look, no, me and Myron are going to be riding down University, blasting. Who let the dogs out? Hey, all in your blue-ass car. I'm going to be at the sunroof. Who let the dogs out? Oh, my gosh. That's so tough, man. He said transfer. I got 1 year. What the hell? Go Dawgs. That's a goat right there. Oh my gosh. I can't believe
that is a young man by the name of Flandreus Fleming Jr. And Flandreus Fleming Jr., a Division I basketball player, plays for the Florida Gators. Ladies and gentlemen, I would argue Georgia's number one rival in the world of college sports. Winning the championship, Georgia brought to life every Florida Gators fan's worst fears. That Georgia got a title that they now have to hear dogs barking for 364 days. Flandreus went on Instagram Live in a Georgia Bulldogs hoodie, live from the campus of Gainesville, Florida, where his team was getting prepped for a game a couple of days later, and celebrated. Now, Flandreus Fleming Jr., Lonzo, is from Athens, Georgia, and he grew up a Bulldogs fan. His whole life grew up a Bulldogs fan. And in growing up a Bulldogs fan, he, of course, was excited that his team won the title, but he now plays for the Gators, their biggest rival. Social media melted down around Mr. Fleming's post. And you heard at least one fan in that live stream say, "Hey, bro, transfer. Get out of Gainesville if you're a Georgia fan. We don't want you here. Transfer." And you heard him laugh it off. Said he's going to roll up and down the university. Well, the next day, he wrote an apology letter. He said, quote, "To Gator Nation, I apologize for the uproar that my actions have caused. I grew up in Athens my entire life rooting for Georgia football, and last night was an overjoyed reaction to the ending of the game. I am very grateful for the opportunity that the University of Florida granted me, and I am totally committed to the Gators. Again, I am deeply sorry to the fans, the school, and the athletic department for any disrespect that my words or celebration have caused."
You know, I know how this is going to come across, but we listened to what he just said, and then we listened to that statement.
You saying he didn't write that?
I'm just saying maybe the university wrote that. Maybe the coaching staff.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe. Or maybe some people, me, talk a lot different than they write. You guys have read the articles I posted on the website. It's a different tone than I use when I'm speaking on the radio. Okay?
It's because you were studying now, journalism.
Correct.
So, I mean, there's
either way, regardless of who wrote it, it came from his accounts. He apologized for it. All right. Here's the thing. It's illustrating a point that I have made to you a number of times. It is this. Recruiting is now a national game. Kids are coming to your school not because they're a fan of your school. They're coming to your school to use your school to play ball at the school, to enact their trade at the school for whatever reciprocation they decide they want out of it. Whether it's a degree, whether it's 2 years and on to the league, whether it's just to go have fun and play basketball, whatever the case is, they are not fans of your school. There are still going to be kids who, I grew up a Florida fan and that's where I'm going to school and I won't go nowhere else. Sure. But this kid grew up a Georgia Bulldogs fan. Florida offered him, for whatever reason, what he considered to be the best opportunity for him, and he took it. This is what I mean by this. You no longer get to look around and go, I need to recruit kids here who are fans of the school. Now, you have to recruit the best players you can get, and you need to have the school bend over backwards so that they become fans of the school once they're there. Right? And that's going to happen in any job. I've told you guys, man, I hate an Atlanta Falcon. I hate a Falcon. Can't stand an Atlanta Falcon. But Lonzo, if they call me tomorrow and go, hey, our play-by-play guy's retiring, we'd like you to come over and try out to be the play-by-play guy for the Atlanta Falcons. Jack, I'd have on red and black today, son. Today, I'd put on red and black to take that job. Because sometimes it's about what the opportunity is, not what your fandom says, right? And if coaches don't understand that, fans are never going to like it. I don't care how good the kid is. If he shows up and he's wearing red and black and barking like a dog on the campus in Gainesville, the fans are going to hate it. And that's cool. But fans, you get to realize if there's another Georgia kid down the pipe who's a five-star interested in your school, and he looks back and he sees y'all banging up on Flanders Fleming Jr., you might not go there. You might lose out on some talent. Welcome to the new age of college sports, friends.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.